Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook go down. The FBI warns of ransomware targeting schools. The UK says cybersecurity is the key to national security. And a discussion with a kid doing some awesome AI. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 36. I am Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We have a great show for you today. Joining us in studio is David from the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
And as today's co-host, I've given David exclusive power to say anything G-rated at any time during the show, so be aware.
Oh, my goodness. I won't let it go to my head.
Well, we took our chances with Chris last week, and we're very glad to have you here. But you know, when I was about 40 years old, that was 2 years ago, I actually wrote my first book that actually got published. But we have a much younger guest with us today that wrote a book about using AI. And she is a good example of what the future will likely be of technology and the operation throughout the world. But first, our top tech news stories this week. In social media, yesterday, millions of users were unable to use Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. But instead, the users of the Facebook suite of apps saw an annoying refresh circle going around for about 30 minutes. Could you imagine that?
Oh, my goodness. There are some people I know who couldn't even go about 10 minutes without one.
Yeah, but, you know, some people live on that stuff.
Very much
but
so.
But you know what? For about 30 minutes, they couldn't get any updates on their feed for that time. But this is not the first time that the apps all go down at once. And Facebook has given no comment as to the reason why. But if you notice an outage, what can you do if you can't use social media? Well, you can go to other websites or you can go outside and enjoy the fresh air and nature.
Absolutely. Read a book. Or there's all kinds of options that we've had before social media.
What's that?
It's like a manual form of an e-reader. It's interesting.
Okay.
New technology.
All right. Well, our guest is going to know a lot about books because he read a book. By the way, this is one of the ways that you can determine if the site is bad or if your internet is out. If you go to another website and the other websites load, but this other website doesn't load, that doesn't mean that you've disconnected from the internet. That just means that you are at a bad site. So I can't tell you how many times I get phone calls from people that think that their website, that their internet is out, but in actuality, they just have a browser problem or there's something wrong with the site itself. Next is in government, ZDNet.com reports the UK says cybersecurity is the key to national security. So the UK has committed to a new approach to its cyber capabilities to better detect, disrupt, and deter adversaries. In what has been billed as the largest security and foreign policy strategy revamp since the Cold War, technology has created new opportunities for malicious actors to operate in cyberspace through hacking, spreading disinformation, or carrying out organized crime online, to name a few. State and non-state agents are finding new ways to exploit digital weaknesses, increasing the risk of direct and collateral damage to the UK. Consequently, cyber power will become increasingly important, so criminals hack platforms to find victims, and law enforcement hacks the same programs to find criminals.
There you go. Go where the criminals are, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to go where the people are. Mm-hmm. If you want victims, you'll find them online, and if you want criminals, you'll find them online too.
It seems like everybody's online these days.
So that's where things are. In security, a little bit of education here. A certain type of ransomware has been targeting school computers and healthcare systems. And the FBI has been warning of a surge of attacks recently to U.S. and U.K. learning institutions, stating that 2020 was also a very bad year for cybersecurity. Every type of ransomware has a name, but this one is called PYSA, P-Y-S-A ransomware, also known as Mespinoza ransomware. And here's how it works. Unlike the other encryption softwares. The Mespinoza operator will get what is called the fulls from the user. The fulls is a word, it's slang. It's a term for full information, such as name, credit card number, routing number, social security number, pretty much everything that would identify a person. That's called the fulls. And what they do is they pretend to be any type of legitimate institution first to get this information from you. Once they have that information from you, you know, it could be from a fake utility company, a fake credit card company, a fake Amazon, you know, people trying to, you know, impersonate Amazon, or something big name that has lots of customers. Once they have that information, the entire scheme turns. And now they use that information against you as leverage against you. And they do this by threatening to sell your information on the dark web if you do not pay a ransom. And by the way, yes, they've also infected your computer with ransomware during the process. So parents, you want to watch your kids on the school computers and be good on your defenses. Phishing emails, social engineering, and the compromise of remote desktop softwares. So all of these are all go together. Mm-hmm. Are we living in a safe world or what?
It's interesting. A lot of people picture hacking as being done mostly, you know, on servers and networks and these kind of things. And reality, social engineering has always been the most effective way to steal people's information.
Yeah, social engineering. Well, wouldn't it be great if we had some sort of superhero that would fight badness happening online? Wouldn't that be great? If someone stays on top of all these criminals, it would be great if we had a super. We're not talking about the Superman or the Batmans. We're talking about an AI, superhero. Okay. Well, our guest today on the phone is the author of the book, The AI Kid, available on Amazon right now. She works on AI projects at home, and she might be the world's first trillionaire superhero. She is only 11 years old, making her the youngest person on this show ever. So from the state of Maryland, let's talk to Lily. Lily, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. It's so great to, you know, you must be on your spring break right now. You're calling into the station because of your knowledge of AI. Okay. Are you excited? Because I'm excited for you to be here.
I am very excited.
Okay, great. So first off, tell us a little bit more about you. How did you get into this whole AI stuff?
Well, I got into AI by working on small electronic projects when I was young. And in kindergarten, I started learning about circuits and magnetism. And I even created a presentation, and it went really well. I realized that sharing information to kids in a fun way was very enjoyable for me. And soon I got into coding, and I wanted to do Python because it was free and easy to use. My dad guided me into some Arduino and Raspberry Pi projects. And then my granddad and I started working on NVIDIA Xavier NX projects. And we have videos of there where I explain machine learning and neural networks.
Okay, you're 11 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. You just blew our mind. I'm looking at two other people here, okay? As you were talking, their minds were blown within the first 30 seconds of what you were talking about, and then their minds were blown a second time, both of them, when you continued on. That is a great... I'm speechless. David, what can you say?
I'm incredibly impressed. I mean, these are all things that I came to much later in life and have a little bit of knowledge on, and maybe not even as much as you. But with this kind of a start at your age, I'm just excited to see what you can learn and do and contribute in the future to the world of AI and computing.
Yeah. Before the show, she actually sent me a video of some of the things that she's doing with some facial recognition. She was actually playing around. What were some of the names of these programs that you had sent me that was able to detect your movements and see where your body parts were in your motions? What were some of those?
TensorFlow OpenCV. CV stands for computer vision.
Excellent, excellent. And that was the one back from the 70s and 80s, or was that the current one?
The current one.
So, okay, excellent, excellent. So you've actually been doing some coding with that, and you're actually going to be making some cool stuff with that. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your book. It's actually available on Amazon right now. I downloaded it now in order to read Lily's book. For those that are listening, you do have to go to Amazon. You have to you don't have to have a Kindle reader, but you do have to have a Kindle account open. Once you have that, you can purchase her book and you can actually read it. It's actually pretty interesting. So my question on about the book itself is that books seem to be you in a way. is there any correlation to the character in the book and your personal life?
Yes, it was. Now, I wouldn't say that things in the book were like my life, but they were based on my past life experiences. I have been picked on for being a nerd, but that really just encouraged me to learn more about what I want to learn and new technologies, AI, machine learning, and neural networks.
One computer engineer to another, Lily, I can tell you, I was bullied too. I was bullied. David here, he's also in the IT world. Anything to say about bullying?
We've all been picked on, and a lot of the times there are people and there are bullies that are going through hard times, and for some reason they choose to take it out on the people they, you know, are either jealous of or angry about things. And a lot of the times it's just don't take it personally. Don't be discouraged by it. It's going to happen. But remember, it's always about them. It's not about you. And what you've done is frankly incredible. And you're going to find a lot more people are impressed with what you've done. And appreciate the work that you're doing and appreciate the knowledge that, and I honestly just think it's fantastic what you've done so far. And I look forward to checking out this book of yours.
Yeah, you have about 3 followers right now, right? At the least in this room, and there's only 3 people in this room. So I think many of us come from that bullying background. You know, nowadays it's even cyberbullying. I think you even go into cyberbullying in your book, right? You know, so there are these kids, and they try to attack. And part of I don't want to spoil the story, but in the main character in the story gets cyber attacked by these, and now the main character has to build their own firewall.
Oh, wow!
Exactly.
That's amazing. So you actually built your own firewall?
I actually haven't, but that's one of my life goals. I want to build my own firewall and I want to include AI, because that if you put the right code in, it'll work so much better than a human, because it won't have to sleep, it won't have to go and use the bathroom, and it's a lot harder for a computer to have an error than a human.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Please stay on the line. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to ask you what some of your future goals are. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, our continued conversation with Lily, the author of The AI Kid. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439. Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. Before we get into our continued segment with Lily, we're going to ask David, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Oh, my goodness. We've got very exciting news coming up just tonight. Tonight is our year anniversary of when we started doing quarantine Zoom shows online. And we've got a special show tonight. It's going to be 90 minutes long. It's completely free, as all of our Zoom shows are. It's family friendly, so bring the kids, bring your grandma. Bring everybody, and we will have a special guest star that I'm practically vibrating with excitement right now because I get to be in the show and
tell
play
us,
with him.
It is
Greg Proops from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, my goodness.
Improv legend, and he's going to be with us tonight. He's going to answer some questions, tell a few stories, play some games with us, and we're all just ridiculously stoked that we're
going to I want to go. How do we get there?
How do you get there? So signups are, unfortunately, we have a limit of 100 people on our Zoom account. So that we are well past that in registration right now. But we will also be doing, if you can't get into the Zoom meeting in our 100 seats, it'll be streamed on Facebook Live as well. You can still watch the show. You can still enjoy it. You just won't be able to
interact
and give suggestions.
Exactly. Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. And what website do they go to again?
That is unscrewedtheater.org.
Okay. Excellent. Our guest that we were speaking to before the break was Lily, and she is from Maryland. She's written a book about AI, artificial intelligence. She is a wealth of knowledge at only 11 years old. This is amazing. She was talking about Raspberry stuff and Python programming and coding. No doubt she was... She was kind of spurned on to some of her dad's work, but kudos to you, Lillian. But I do want to ask you about the future. What are your future goals?
Okay. My future goals, when I grow up, I want to go to MIT. I want to graduate. And my dream job would work on rover exploration for SpaceX because it's following the path that I'm on. And the knowledge that you need includes Python, AI, and new technologies. I also still want to teach kids about AI and new technologies as well. And I want to make the world a better place. And I think that if I can help people find some solutions, even on another planet, that could really help the Earth out.
Okay. Would you like for us to reach out to Elon Musk for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Do you have his number?
I don't, but I know he's always looking for engineers.
For sure.
For sure. He hires many, many engineers and many bright minds like you. And I hope you reach that goal. I'm actually going to reach out to him. I don't know him personally, and I don't have, but I have mediums that I can move around to get him a message. I will definitely do that for you, Lillian. You are a rock star in our books at 11 years old and doing all these things. But I do have another question for you. It wasn't on the questions that I had sent you, but have you been following smart cities at all?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yes, wow. Okay. So what do you think are some things that maybe, now you're not in Tucson like us, but what are some things that AI can do to help cities, small cities and big cities, things like that? What do you think?
One of the things are autonomous cars, because that could prevent less accidents. And also maybe cameras for security. We could put more facial recognition in there, so then there are less break-ins and people can be alerted.
Wow. That's excellent. That's excellent. You know what? Lily, we actually have a caller. Mark, are you there? Did you have a question?
Yes, I'm here. And great show today. Fascinating. And I teach engineering science, and of course I teach circuits and things like that. And I'm wondering if, is it Lily?
Yep, that's her name.
She has online YouTube videos that we can see, because her stuff's going to be the most up-to-date stuff that I could probably find online.
Lily, do you have some sort of social media or YouTube channel yet that you're working on?
I do not have a YouTube channel, but you can check me on Instagram under BlueRidgeAI. We do.
That's your dad's yep. Handle, right? We're being safe here.
Yep, that's my dad.
Okay, can you repeat that Instagram again?
BlueRidge.ai.
BlueRidge.ai on Instagram. Okay, and yeah, so you'll have to go through her dad, but yeah. But thank you very much for calling in, Mark. And
thanks.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, who knows how many people are listening to this? You may get your dream. you may catch the attention of Elon. Who knows about this? But what you were saying about smart cities and the smart cars. So we've actually done several segments about smart cars and how they can. And I'm actually going to be traveling to Phoenix later on today, and I'm hoping to maybe get on one of those self-driving taxis that they have up there. They have them in Chandler. Have you ever been in a self-driving car yet, Lily?
Not yet.
Okay. They're not available in a whole lot of spots, but, okay, I will report back to you my findings. How's that?
Okay.
As soon as I ride it, I'm gonna record it, I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to say, what do you think? What can we do to improve it? Okay. But okay. you do have a great, great personality, and I really, really do wish you the best. So as far as your book goes, that's your the AI Kid is the only book right now that you have released?
Yes, it is.
Okay, are you gonna be writing a second book?
Yes, I am. I'm going to do a collaboration with some of my friends who are also interested in the subject of AI and machine learning. And I really quickly want to give a shout out to them.
Go for it.
Avia and Antonio. I'm definitely going to do a collaboration and we're going to make another book. But so far, the AI Kid is the only book out in the market.
Excellent, excellent. You know what? These are just such exciting times. You know, I can tell you what I was doing when I was 11 years old. Okay, this was before computers was a thing, before the internet, you know, really, really took off. And I don't know if David, if you did other similar things, I would go through the trash. I lived in an apartment complex, and there would be all kinds of goodies there every day. You know, I wouldn't go like through it, but anything like on top or just like right there, you know, next to it, you know, I wouldn't go to the bottom of the, I wouldn't like dive into the dumpster. But I pull all kinds of interesting things out, TVs, radios, anything with a circuit board. I take it apart to see how it would work, you know. Now, obviously, I don't know if kids actually do. I do actually know of some kids that actually kind of do that today because they have to. In some countries, they kind of have to because there are some kids in third world countries where they're trying to build machines and things that will actually benefit them in their community and in their family. But all they have to work with is what people have thrown out.
Right.
So make the best use of all of the tools that you have available. I believe, I think it was maybe 2 months ago, we had reported on IBM doing a course that kids can actually pick up and learn. And they were doing a lot of free courses due to COVID. They were able to put all these courses, you know, for really no charge, okay? And people are taking advantage of it. So kudos to you, Lily. I really, really appreciate you. I definitely want to have you on the show again when you have new releases or something new. Just send me a message. Just you or your dad, just send me a message. I'll get you on the show again. This was an awesome show. I really do appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, next time that we do a part like this, hopefully we can have maybe some other kids. I want to have some more kids on the show that are doing some awesome things in technology and in AI. Lily is just the first. I don't know what the next are going
to
be.
I'm excited to see. And that's always something that's been interesting to me, is because we know what appeals to us in terms of computer learning and knowledge, but finding what appeals to the children is even more exciting, I think.
That's right. Hey, thank you so much, David, for being with here. This is the Computer Doctor Show, signing off. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we'll see you next week.